Hey, Yuletide greetings, dudes. Well, I got a major Christmas surprise for you.
This should be good.
Hey, guess what? The Chamber of Commerce is having a contest for the best Christmas decorations, so I'm putting the finishing touches on my van.
Sounds neat, Cody. Can we see your Christmas display?
Yeah, buddy. Hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. Cody Lambert presents The Glory of Christmas. Christmas. A time of peace on earth and goodwill toward men. The first stop on our holiday tour will be the North Pole. Oh, look. It's snowing over there. Matter of fact, it's snowing everywhere. Yeah, just a little Yuletide magic there, little buddy. Now, we all know the main man at Christmas is jolly old Saint Nick. Oh, look. There he is now. Hey, Santa. Ho, ho. But of course, Christmas is about more than just a fat guy in a red suit. It all started in a little town called Bethlehem. Let's return now to those thrilling days of yesteryear when a Christ child lay asleep in a manger. Well, look, he has visitors. It's the three wise men.
Balthazar, Gaspar, and Melchior?
Three much wiser dudes than those. In fact, the three wisest men in the history of the world. Albert Einstein. Abraham Lincoln. And the wisest dude of them all. Alex Trebek. Yeah, buddy, it is cool or what?
Here we go, kids. More hot fudge.
Carol, I don't get it. You never let us eat ice cream in the living room.
Well, I just thought it would be a nice holiday treat. Although, being that we're all together, I thought maybe we could have a family meeting.
Family meeting? It's a trap.
I'm sorry. Hold it. Come on, back here. Come on. Now, I just thought that we could discuss an idea that I think will make Christmas a lot more fun for all of us.
Well, you've got our attention, honey. What's your idea?
Well, instead of everybody going through the hassle of buying a lot of gifts, I thought we could put names in a hat, pull one out, and buy that person one gift.
Wait a second. Are you saying I'd only get one gift?
Right.
That bites.
Frank, would you help me out here, please?
Well, I don't know, Carol. One gift. Isn't that kind of like Russia?
My things have been a little tight around here, and I thought that this would be a great way for us to save some money.
Well, Carol, we're already going to save a lot of money this Christmas. I mean, I'm remodeling Hartman's toy store. He promised to give me a 20% discount on anything I want.
Ah, cool. Does that mean I get the train set I've been asking for?
Well, maybe, if Carol gets over this communist Grinch thing, yeah.
Fine, you guys win. Forget about exchanging names. But can we at least set a price limit on these gifts?
Ah, great idea. All in favor of a $10,000 price limit, say aye.
Aye.
That is the last time you eat ice cream in my living room.
Okay, clear a path. I'm here to get my loot.
Oh. Where do you think you're going, son?
It's 1 minute after midnight. That means it's Christmas. Which presents are mine?
All right. You know the rules. You open your presents at 6 a.m. So right now, go to bed, or I'm going to tell Santa Claus what a freeloading leech you've been all year.
Merry Christmas to you too, Dad.
Frank, where did you put Brendan's train set? I thought we would set it around the tree as a surprise.
The train set? I thought you got the train set.
Why would I get the train set? You're the one who's been remodeling a toy store the past 2 weeks.
Well, if you're going to cop an attitude, I don't want to talk about it.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Gee, I blew it, honey. That was going to be our big gift for Brendan.
Well, now what are we going to do?
I don't know. Wait a minute. I've still got the keys to Hartman's toy store. I'll just go down and let myself in and pick up a train.
Frank, you can't do that. It's breaking and entering.
No, it's not. I'm going to leave money. It's entering with intent to purchase.
I can't believe you forgot something so important. You know, it's like if I want anything done right around, I have to do it myself.
Oh, come on, honey. Just relax. I'm going to be back in a half an hour. Why don't you put the stocking stuffers that we got for the kids in their stockings?
Stocking stuffers? He's going to see us here.
Carol, it's in the middle of the night. We're the only two idiots awake right now.
Just hurry. I don't feel right about being here.
Okay, hey, here. You look for stocking stuffers, and I'll see if I can find the train, okay?
Oh, jeez, look at this. Disgusting. Ooze. Throw it against the wall and it sticks. Who'd spend 50 cents on something like this?
50 cents? That stuff used to be a buck 20. Get a bunch of that, okay? Oh, honey, look.
Here it is.
Look, the Red Rider Express with authentic locomotive sounds and patented track switcher. Oh, wow, if I send away, I can join the Junior Engineers Club. Oh, look. Honey, an official police enforcer cap gun with a real smoking barrel. I gotta get that, too.
Good idea, Frank. You'll need that in case your train gets held up.
All right, one train, $49.95. And one police enforcer special with a real smoking barrel, $9.95. How much for stocking stuffers?
$17.50.
$17.50, okay.
Freeze! Now, put your hands up! And don't even think about reaching for that gun.
Oh, officer, there's a mistake. See, this isn't even a real gun.
I said hands up, slime ball. You too, Blondie.
Oh, officer, we can explain this.
Yeah, you see, I was actually going to put money in the register.
Yeah, I'm Santa Claus. All right, now, why don't we all take a little ride downtown in my sleigh, huh?
Hey, they know the rules. 6 o'clock, we open gifts. Snooze, you lose. Entering with intent to purchase. Idiots.
Well, where is that deputy anyway, huh? You should unlock that phone. We're entitled to a phone call. Hey, we've been locked up in here for hours.
Oh, I'm sorry I inconvenienced you. Next time, call ahead for reservations. We'll put you in our frequent felon program. Booking time.
Deputy, we're not trying to make trouble. We just want to make a phone call so our kids will know where we are.
You don't make your phone call while I'm done booking you.
What? Can't you just bend the rules a little? It's Christmas.
Oh, don't sing that Yuletide sob story to me, Missy. The way I see it, Christmas is just another day on the beach.
Ha ha ha!
You know, there's no need for you to be rude, Deputy Fife.
That's Fife. F-E-I-F. Fife would be F-I-F-E. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Jeez.
Names?
Frank and Carol Lambert.
F. R. A. You think they put these things in alphabetical order, huh?
This is gonna take forever.
N.
The kids will be worried sick about us.
Study lamp? What am I supposed to do with this? Here, Mark, Merry Christmas.
Right.
Somebody throw me another gift.
Charge, armed robbery. A? R? M?
It was a cap gun.
That's your story. I'll just wait and see what the boys down in ballistics have to say about it.
Now, look, Fife, I know the owner. I have a set of keys. I've been going there every day for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, a case to join, huh? Premeditation. E? R?
Deputy, can't we just speed this up a little bit? I'm sure you want to be with your family as much as we want to be with ours.
Family? I don't have a family. You're like another confirmed bachelor. Nobody's ever slapped a saddle on this wild stallion. Okay. Any prior arrests?
No, of course not.
Well, let's just have a little look-see anyway. Well, what do we got here? May 28th, 1975, Quail Lake. Ring any bells, Frankie?
Well, what's the big deal? That dumb game warden wrote me up for fishing without a license.
That's not all, pretty boy. It says there you tried to flee the scene of the crime.
I was in a canoe. I was being pulled downstream.
Yeah. There are a million stories in the Naked City.
That's it. There's no more. And I didn't even get my train.
Yeah, we got a lot more presents last year. Face it, the geezers hosed us. Okay, you guys ready to open presents?
Guess doesn't pay to oversleep in this house.
Hey, where's Uncle Frank and Carol?
I don't know. They're probably still upstairs sleeping.
You mean you guys open your presents without waiting for your parents? That's un-American.
Hey, it's not our fault they're not here.
Okay, time out, time out. Now I know this is the season to be jolly, but you guys are really starting to cheese me off.
All you've been talking about for the last 2 weeks is about how much loot you're gonna get.
Well, I got news for you. Christmas is about more than just getting presents. It's about spending quality time with the people who you love.
Cody, we...
Pipe down. I'm not finished yet. Don't you guys get it? I mean, one of the coolest things about being a parent is seeing the joy on your children's faces when they open up their presents on Christmas morning. You guys took that away from them. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
You know, I hate to admit it, but I think Cody's right.
Yeah, I guess we have been acting like a bunch of greedy little pigs lately.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to take the jingle out of your bells. But it had to be said.
Anybody have any idea where the phone is?
Whoa. Talk about reach out and touch someone. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Cody, Cody, it's a Frank.
Oh, hey, Uncle Frank. Hey, where are you?
Carol and I are in jail.
Jail?
What?
Jail? You
never... Pipe down, you little vultures.
Cody, we were arrested for robbing a toy store.
You robbed a toy store? Boy, life's just full of disappointments this morning.
No, Cody, it was a misunderstanding. You see, I had a key, and we were going to leave money for the stuff.
Oh, so it was more like entering with the intent to purchase.
Exactly. Yeah, Cody, listen, we're going to need some money for bail. Will you hold on a second?
Sure.
Deputy, what's it going to take to get us out of here?
Don't ask me. You'll have to ask the judge when he gets back from visiting his mother tomorrow.
Well, what are you saying? We have to spend Christmas Day in jail?
Very sharp, Bubbles. You must be the brains of the operation.
Cody, I'm not going to set bail until tomorrow. Will you tell the kids we're sorry we can't be there?
Sure, Uncle Frank.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, this is really great, Frank. First, you forget to get Brendan's train set. Then you get the inspired idea to rob a toy store. So now I have a police record, and I have to spend Christmas Day in a jail cell sleeping on Lord knows what! I don't even want to think about the toilet! Well, Merry Christmas, Frank! Ho, ho, ho!
She's turning on you, Frankie.
I'm sorry I messed everything up.
Oh, it's okay. Sorry I blew up at you. I just hate being away from the kids at Christmas.
Take the halls with bells of holly, fa la 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 la. Mom and Dad are in the slammer, fa la 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 la. Donning now their stripes and peril, fa la 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 la. Up there go Frank and Carol, fa la 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 la.
All right, you kids can visit them, but no funny stuff. I'll be watching you like a hawk.
Look, Frank, the kids brought Christmas to us.
Well, we couldn't let you spend Christmas alone in the hoosegow.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Uncle Frank and Carol. We brought you some presents. Sorry they're unwrapped, but there was a wave of greed this morning.
Well, that's okay. I don't feel much like unwrapping presents anyway, since I ruined Christmas for everybody.
Oh, Dad, you didn't ruin Christmas. I mean, if anybody ruined it, it was us. I mean, all we were talking about for the last couple weeks is how many presents we were going to get.
Yeah, we've been really greedy. We're sorry, Dad.
That's okay. It's no big deal.
It is a big deal. Cody's right. The most important thing about Christmas is being with your family. We kind of lost sight of that.
Well, the important thing is that we're all together now.
Yeah, a guy couldn't ask for a better family.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
Merry Christmas, son. Merry Christmas, Cody.
Merry Christmas, Cody.
Merry Christmas, Cody.
Merry Christmas,
Cody.
That's so beautiful.
Deputy Chief, you're crying.
Me? No, I'm just fighting a cold.
Oh, come on, Deputy Beef. I don't buy that tough guy act. I think deep down there's a softie who'd really like to get into the Christmas spirit.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're wrong. Bob and I want to celebrate Christmas with a warm and loving family. People who really care about each other and have a bucket full of pretty tasty-looking chicken there.
Well, hey, Deputy. Why don't you join us? There's more than enough for everybody.
Well, what the heck, it is Christmas. All right, you two might as well come on out of there.
No sense in getting the bars all greasy passing that chicken.